Passage 2. In cognitive and language development areas, amongst others, there are noticeable behaviors and outcomes that should be reflected in the design of a school's curriculum. The word behavior describes the kinds of things children should be able to do. On average, for an age group, an outcome indicates the goals of the curriculum. In cognitive development, the behaviors vary, from understanding opposite and positional words, counting and writing alphabet letters and numbers, to using materials and objects. For example, wooden blocks and clay to construct things, to talking to oneself while playing. The outcome is for children to be able to express ideas and create meaning by using different media. In language development and behavior, it's primarily communication. Asking many questions to understand something, answering simple questions to explain something, using a variety of words to assert oneself, and using more mature ways of speaking. The outcomes are for children to use communication and information technology to express themselves, investigate ideas, and access information.
Question 16.
Number 1. 2. Number 2. More than 2. Number 3. Less than 2. Number 4. The number is unknown.
Question 17.
Number 1. Goals of a curriculum. Number 2. Things children should be able to do for their age. Number 3. How a child acts in a particular situation. Number 4. How a teacher expects a student to act in the classroom.
Question 18.
Number 1. Expressing ideas. Number 2. Creating meanings. Number 3. Using various media. Number 4. Having a conversation with an imaginary friend.
Question 19.
Number 1. Exploring the world around them. Number 2. Discovering ways of communicating with adults. Number 3. Understanding or explaining something. Number 4. Getting information that matters to them.
Question 20.
Number 1. Communication and information technology. Number 2. Questions and answers. Number 3. Materials and objects. Number 4. Behaviors and outcomes.